Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 229 entitled, Blessed to be God's Chosen. I don't know what will be added to this, but I want you to know the importance of the Lord's blessing or blessings. The Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance, face upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart and life. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26 of the Amplified Version. It is a commandment. Then the Lord spake to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the way you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, verse 23, Be holy, for he is holy. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Verse 27 of the King James Version. This blessing follows the ordinances of consecration for the Nazarite. For a time when they separated themselves to the Lord, he or she is holy. And God, in his infinite grace and mercy, separated himself unto the people of Israel, dedicating and sanctifying himself as a blessing to us, personally choosing the people of Israel. Many of us have and still do not comprehend the magnitude of this dedication. This is not new to me, but with COVID came a curse, a spirit of filth, carelessness, and selfish disregard. It lingers and is worse. It does not matter if it is a restaurant, hospital, grocery store, but many places are treated with contempt, and the bare minimum in upkeep is done, making them unsanitary and unclean. Even down to small businesses, homes, personal possessions. But as long as you are complacent, giving your money and time, it will only become worse. It has all become profane. This callousness that causes people to be sick, suffering, and dying. In the book of Numbers, it does not say that anything was discussed, But the 12 princes of the 12 tribes of Israel all gave of one accord. So with these next scriptures, divide every dedication by 12. This shows how they were of one accord after the anointing of the temple. These princes presented their offerings. Please bear with me because uncleanness, filth, a lack of regard for one another, with all the evilness that comes with this, shows spiritual apathy and decay for the things of God. When He created the earth for man and gave it to us as a gift, He was meticulous in His creation. As a newborn that is placed in an incubator. This was the dedication of the altar in the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel. 12 chargers of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold, each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70, all the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. The golden spoons were 12, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks, the rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12, with their meat offering, and the kids of the goats for sin offering 12, and all the oxen for sacrifice of the peace offerings were 20 and 4 bullocks, the rams 60, the he-goats 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. Numbers chapter 7, verses 84 to 88 of the King James Version. It occurred to me that the Israelites should have dedicated the same or more for the sin offering as was dedicated to the peace offering. We are but mere men, and our sin far outweighs the peace in our lives. But in His graciousness, God accepted their offers. The Lord then commanded Moses to separate the Levites from among the children of Israel. They were to be ceremonially cleansed and purified. 2 young bullocks were offered for them, one for a meat offering and one for a sin offering. The Levites were to be separated to go in to do the service of the tabernacle and of the congregation. One whole tribe was taken from the 12 tribes of Israel to serve the people. God takes this very seriously. Servant leadership is a virtue. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn children of Israel. This kept households and families together, with quality time for bonding in relationships, in oneness. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel, to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation, and to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come nigh unto the sanctuary. Numbers chapter 8, verses 17 to 19 of the King James Version. The Lord is meticulous by nature. In our flesh, we will think that it must be redundant to serve Him in this manner. But I will go on to show you His graciousness towards man. But remember, as the Spirit is revealing this, contamination, corruption, and defilement leads to plagues, which leads to death. As He continuously reveals His merciful nature, I want you to be aware that in this country, many are unable to retire without coming to a state of extreme poverty and destitution. We are impoverished from birth to death because we have forsaken His laws. And all those who had believed in Jesus as Savior were together and had all things in common, considering their possessions to belong to the group as a whole. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing their proceeds with all the other believers as anyone had need. Day after day, they met in the temple area, continuing with one mind and breaking bread in various private homes. They were eating their meals together with joy and generous hearts, praising God continually and having favor with all the people. And the Lord kept adding to their number daily those who were being saved. Acts chapter 2, verses 44 to 47 of the Amplified Version. Here is the benevolence of the Lord. This is what applies to the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall enter to perform service in the work of the tent of meeting. But at the age of 50 years, they shall retire from the service of the tabernacle, work, and serve no longer. They may assist their brothers in the tent of meeting to keep an obligation, but they shall do no heavy or difficult work. Thus you shall deal with the Levites concerning their obligations. Numbers chapter 8, verses 24 to 26 of the Amplified Version. Even in the Old Testament, God encourages unity, to gather together as one. I want to point this out because many people have a disdain for those who are not like them, that those who are different are beneath them, deserving to have a lesser and poorer quality of life. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto the Lord, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall you do. You shall have one ordinance. Are you paying attention? Both for the stranger and for him that is born in the land. Numbers chapter 9, verse 14 of the King James Version. The Holy Spirit imparted to me how Satan's worshipers must reverence and fear him. They have their own rules and commandments when they have their own mass and in their offerings. Why do you think that is? But we, as lovers of God or pretenders, feel as if we can approach our sovereign Lord in the most disrespectful manner, that we can talk to him or treat him with no respect or regard in the same ways as we treat one another. This is the significance of why the Lord commands strict obedience in our approach. in how we care for the body, the gifts, and others. Here are a few more synonyms for filth. I want you to meditate on these, because when you disregard your fellow man, even the strangers, unable to comprehend the plagues that will become more grievous to man. This is how the Holy Spirit sees your actions that is becoming so normal in this society. Filth, excrement, garbage, impurity, nastiness, rottenness, sewage, and uncleanness, just to name a few. Let me leave you with this as I close. This is of God and speaks volumes. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates, works against his Christian brother, he is a liar. Stop there and repeat that at least 3 times. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Are you with me? And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should also unselfishly love his brother and seek the best for him. 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 to 21 of the Amplified Version. Let me add one more, because even though we are to separate ourselves from the unclean thing, we cannot completely separate ourselves from human interaction with one another until God brings his chosen to the place that he has prepared for us. So meditate on these last 2 statutes, remembering that neither one means to partake in worldly evil. Number 1, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. See the Amplified Version for a better understanding. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now pay attention. If, emphasis on if, it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Romans chapter 12, verses 16 through 18 of the King James Version. Know that you will be held accountable for what you open the door to in your lives. And number 2, but I say to you, love that is unselfishly seek the best or higher good for your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may show yourselves to be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on those who are evil and those who are good, and makes the rain fall on the righteous, those who are morally upright, and the unrighteous, the unrepentant, those who oppose him. Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 to 45 of the Amplified Version. Remember that a haughty spirit comes before a fall, and pride before destruction, always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Thibault. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.